Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Monday Show. So, how was your weekend? How are you doing out there? Are you ready for Christmas or the holidays or whatever you may be celebrating? Maybe it's Hanukkah, maybe it's Christmas. I don't know, when is Hanukkah this year? Anybody know? Anybody can tell me when Hanukkah is this year? When's the 8 days of the Festival of Lights is this year? Oh, it's December 24th. Okay, I got it. So it's just about the same time as Christmas. That's interesting. Isn't that lovely? Okay, so what are we going to talk about? Maybe all week. We're going to talk about making life easier. Ooh, what a great idea. You know, I've been thinking and connecting with spirit and my spirit guides, my spirit group, Adonis, lately, asking them about helping people and how can I help people and what can I do to help people and what would be a good thing to help people with. And what it really comes down to is messages or guidance or whatever you call it that makes your life easier. Because who really wants to struggle, right? I mean, who really wants to struggle? And so it's really about making life easier. And I have some articles on making life just a little bit easier. They're kind of related to that subject. And spirit wants to help you. Your guides, your ancestors want to help you to make your life easier. Now, sometimes to make your life easier, you have to do a little bit to make your life easier, but it's all about making your life easier. So take calls if you want to call in, if you want to hear from my spirit guides. I'm going to channel today too, Adonis and the group. If you're interested in individual sessions or if you want to contribute a couple dollars to the show, I'm going to give you my website to go to, and you can go there. And you can contact me, or you can contact me through Facebook. I'm on Facebook all the time. I love some of the articles, and I post all the time to Facebook, and I do some writing and post it there. So you can do that. Contact me any way you want to. I've been thinking about diversity of ideas and thoughts and so forth. I know this show is about spirituality, but I'm into lots of different things. What are you into? What else do you like? It's not just about spirituality, like movies, sports. What are you into? What makes your life easier? When you focus on something, what makes your life easier? What can you do to make your life easier? I think I'll start this show with a quote. Now, if you want to call me and we can let spirit talk to you, maybe your ancestors, more likely my spirit guides, but who knows, right? Who knows, could it be? And they'll try to give you ideas on making your life easier. I'm gonna emphasize that because I think it's really important. Isn't it really, you know? Like, even during the holiday season, take a little burden off my shoulders. I have a client who was calling me yesterday, and she was all freaked out because her daughters are going to be with her for the holidays, and they want to bring friends. And she's all freaked out because the holidays are just like, you know, like too many people in the house, and too many things going on. And I said, okay, well, give them responsibilities. Make them do the work. Just kick back. Relax, have fun. You know, you can be a supervisor. You don't have to do everything. Make your life easier. Delegate responsibilities. And so that's what this quote from the Abraham material from year 2000 from a workshop in St. Louis, Missouri, July 18th, year 2000. Imagine that's like 16 and a half years ago. My goodness, time flies. I remember that year. Remember 2000? Thinking about 2001, remember 1999, thinking about, oh, the year 2000, all the things that are going to happen in the world that didn't happen. Okay, moving right back to where I'm at. Let's focus, right? Let's focus. Here's the quote. Delegate it to the manager. You have this very good staff that will take care of everything for you. You just have to delegate it and trust it. Now, who's Abraham talking about with the spirit? Are they talking about you have a manager? Well, source energy, God, you have a manager. Help manage your life. And you have spirits, angelic forces, the really good staff that will take everything. And most people think, well, I can do it. I want to do it. You know, why, you know, like, really? Really, do you want to do it? Do you really want to do it? Wouldn't it be easier if you just turn it over and say, you do it. Bring me the solution and I'll do it. Whatever the solution is to my problem, show me how to make my life easier and I'll do it. Wouldn't that be that a cool thing to happen in your life? Show me how to make my life easier and I'll do it. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. So if you want to call in, if you want to talk about that, you want a problem, you want to make your life a little bit easier, you want spirit to comment on that. It could be simple things like, yeah, simple things, right? Like a job, right? How do I get a job? Well, you know, that seems like a struggle sometimes. And I know it is for a lot of people. And I've been there. I've known that. I've been out of work and looked for a job. And it seemed like it was never going to happen. And I always kind of wonder, am I ever going to get a job? What's going to happen? How come I'm not getting a job? I've been there. I don't have this 35-year career of doing the same thing over and over again. I had quite a few different jobs and careers in my life. So I know where you're coming from. About relationships. I'm still kind of looking for one. So I know the frustration it is about getting a relationship and being a good relationship. So what do you have to do? Now, sometimes we don't apply ourselves well to it, but what do you have to do? How do you make your life easier? How do you make it less of a struggle? How do you deal with people in your life that make your life more difficult? So I wanted to start with an article. Now think about this. It's from beliefnet.com. It's six things to do when you're feeling down. And when you're feeling, you know, I kind of related this to our subject matter here. When you're kind of down, things are not going well, you're struggling, right? You want to make it easier. Okay, so the article is from beliefnet.com, and I'm trying to find Lynn A. Robinson, M.E.D., Master of Education, and wrote a book. Best-selling author of the latest book is Divine Intuition, Your Inner Guide to Purpose, Peace, and Prosperity. So that's Lynn A. Robinson, M.E.D. Okay, Master of Education. Interesting title, right? Let's start with the fact. We all have days, weeks, months that we feel down and discouraged. Maybe have started with the fight you had with your spouse or with the extra work your boss piled on you the last minute. Perhaps your child has been ill and you're worried. It may simply be a bad night's sleep or lack of it. Other times, the blues just seem to hit for no reason at all, and you're in a funk with no explanation. What can you do to pull yourself back from the abyss of despair? Here is a list to help you get back on track. Now, I know it's not kind of a little different than the topic, but you think about it. When things aren't going well and you want life to be a little bit easier, it kind of puts you down in a funk and a little bit of a depression. And most of the things that they talk about here, you just like to be a little easier. You know, I would like the kids to be a little easier, like the job to be a little easier. You just want it to have more fun. Ooh, that's the key right there. So number one point, and I'll flip back and forth and I'll check on if anybody wants to talk to me about this and they want their spirit guides or their ancestors to give them information about making your life easier in your specific situation. Okay. So take care of yourself. This may seem like an obvious thing, but try your best to get a good night's sleep and eat healthy foods when you're hungry. Yeah, it does seem obvious, doesn't it? But isn't it so true? And I'll go back on the article. Let me finish this little article and we'll talk about this a little bit more. Science shows that both of these things have a huge positive impact on both your mood and your blood sugar. Consider setting an earlier bedtime than usual and stick to it. Make some nourishing snacks that can easily grab instead of the sugary junk food. Fresh fruit, a piece of cheese, cut up some vegetables, homemade soup, whole grain crackers. They're all quick and easy options to consider. Yeah, when you're frustrated and things aren't going well and you want it to be easier, don't we always kind of fall back on those things that aren't necessarily the healthiest thing to do, right? Look for alternatives. So take care of yourself. Once you're feeling better physically, things go quicker. things feel better. Things are easier to do when you're feeling better, right? You agree? Disagree? And the pressure and anxiety of society a lot of times forces us or pushes us into negative habits. Okay, so let's get back to the article. Choose to be happy. Now, this is an amazing statement. Think about it for a while. Choose to be happy. Because life is about choices, isn't it? Isn't it life about... Abraham Lincoln is quoted as saying, folks are usually about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Let me read that again. This is supposedly what Abraham Lincoln said. Okay, maybe he did, but even if he didn't say it, it's just really great thoughts of wisdom. Folks are usually about as happy as they make their minds up to be. There's a lot of power in those words. Could you try it for one day? It may be fake it until you make it proposition. A lot of research from behavioral psychology reports that when we intend to be happy, our thoughts and actions will follow suit. We actually become happier. Try saying things to yourself such as, I want to feel better, or I know that I need in order to be happy, and I'm going to do it. I want to feel better. A mantra, I want to feel better. I want to be happy. My intention is to be happy. You could do that in the morning, every morning. Set up, in the morning, start off with, my intention today is to be happy, to enjoy life. I make that choice. And I've told people this before, and I firmly believe it, because every moment of your life is about choices. And every moment of your life, you have pressures to do one thing or the other, right? So why not choose to be happy? You can choose to be happy or you can choose to be sad. And there are plenty of examples of people in very difficult situations. I always flip into the Nelson Mandela story. But he chose to be happy. He chose to look for the best in it. He chose to appreciate the little things around him in a very horrible situation. And most of us never face that kind of situation, right? We're locked in a prison for years. And the only ones you ever see are the guards. But then you can still choose to be happy. I don't care what your situation. Or you can choose to be angry and bitter. So how does that make your life easier? By choosing to be happy? Think about it. That's really rather obvious. If you're happy, things just go better. Life moves quicker. You're just having more fun, right? Move on. Okay. What's comforting to you? I love this one because this goes right along with it. This goes right along the idea of being happy. What is comforting to you? What makes you feel good? If you're listening, I'd love you to just comment and I'll read the article, the paragraph here, and then you can remind me what feels good to you? What makes you feel better? And if you're feeling better, life can be easier. If you're going through a tough time, think about some healthy comforts that make you feel better. Take a bike ride or go for a walk in nature. Treat yourself to a lunch at your favorite restaurant. Listen to some upbeat music or some of your favorite music, right? Call a friend. Watch a funny movie. Take a nap. Read a good book. The release from stress will add to your happiness quota. Quotient. Yeah, quota. Yeah. So what's comforting to you? What feels good? Is it your favorite music? Is it that book you've been putting off? Is it that funny movie? Is it a walk in nature? You could throw in spending time with your pets. Maybe in my case, I got a chance to spend a little time with my granddaughter, who's only 18 months, but on video chat with my daughter because they live in Colorado and I live in California. But that felt good. That was fun. That felt good. So maybe it's your grandchildren or your children, spending time with them, doing fun activities with them. She calls me Pop Pop, my granddaughter, and she tells her mom, I'm going to talk to Pop Pop on the phone. You know, that makes me feel better to know that I have an 18-month-old granddaughter that, for some reason or another, she's gotten this idea that she wants to talk to Pop-Up. Isn't that beautiful? And a beautiful thought. So what makes you feel better? What gives you comfort? You know, that'll make your life easier, because it's all about making your life easier, isn't it? It's some way and somehow, it'll make your life easier. So the last few minutes of the show, I'll probably channel my spirit guides, and they can talk to you about making your life easier for all of us in general terms, not necessarily in specific terms, because each person's a little different. Each of us has our own set of situations that we have to deal with, problems. And overcoming problems is making your life easier, isn't it? Finding solution. I have a caller. I'll be with you. Let me be with you. Okay, I will be with you in a minute. Let me just do one more of the points of these six about what you do when you're feeling down, and it relates to this whole subject. Can you identify what's making you unhappy? Ooh, if so, you have a good chance at reversing it. What action can you take today or this week that will make you feel better and reverse the trend? You don't have to figure out the whole plan for solving your conflicts. Simply taking some steps in the right direction will boost your good feelings. So you got a problem. What's the solution? Now, if you don't know the solution, and sometimes we don't, and that's why it's a problem, is because you don't have the solution. Instead of spending a lot of time on the problem, you turn it over. You let it go. You allow God, the source energy, universe, to handle your problem. You know, you give it to your manager. As they said in the Abraham quote, give it to your manager. Let them deal with it. Let them give you a solution, then you take action. Can't take action until you get a solution. And worry doesn't help you to find solution. Let me take a call, and we'll get back to this whole subject about making life easier. Hello.
Hi. I had read the introduction and was hoping you could channel a message from someone who had passed.
Okay. Do you know, you have, okay, first of all, your name, first name.
My name is Helen.
Helen. And is there somebody specifically you wanted to talk to?
Either one of my parents would be fine.
Okay. I'm thinking either one. Okay. Yeah. Mother or father. Doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Okay. When did they pass? I'm trying to...
One passed in 1992, and one passed in the late 70s.
Ah, wow. That's quite a ways. Long time ago.
Yeah.
So they're not newbies to the spirit world.
No.
I wonder if either of them are back. I'm just trying to connect with the energy and see if I get anything. Can't always, you never know. You never know who's going to come through. I'm picking up a strong male energy versus a female energy. And I get the thought or the words, it's a very strong male energy. Okay?
Okay.
And let me see what I hear now. If this makes sense to you at all, great. If it doesn't, then I'm misconnecting. But that's good. Either way. I'm hearing this thing about your life path, the life path that you have been on. Okay? Something about your life path. And I'm trying to get the gist or the energy around it. Sometimes it's just, it's a thought or it's a feeling. It's not necessarily words I get. But it's like your life path. I just get this really positive energy. Like you've done a good thing with your life path. You've been on a good life path. It's like a congratulatory energy towards you. You've been on a good life path. You've had your ups and downs. But you've charted a course that has really benefited your soul. Now, I don't know how you take to that message, but that's what I get. So really, it's a congratulatory message that you've done a really good thing with your life, that you've battled the dragons. I don't know why I get the word dragons. You've battled the dragons and won. Okay?
Okay.
So it's
not
a congratulations.
Sure what that is, but
well, you've overcome your obstacles. You've overcome your obstacles in life that sometimes they look really, really big. Okay. But you've overcome them. You're on a good course. This is kind of humor. It's like, I'm looking forward to seeing you, but not in the near future. I'm looking forward to seeing you, but not in the near future. So yes, I'm waiting here for you, but you know, take your time. You don't have to get here right away.
Right.
Yeah, just relax. Just relax. You're going to be here when you get here, but don't worry about it. I'm going to be here to greet you. You just take your time in getting here. And it's like, you still got plenty to do. Don't worry about it. You got things to accomplish, right? You have people to help still. You have people to help. I don't know what you do, but they're saying you have people to help. You have people that you need to guide through life yet. And so take on... We honor your responsibilities and your sense of responsibility. That's what I get.
Okay.
I don't get any like specific messages about, you know, any. You have a specific question and that might help. But it's really
okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I can give you a specific question. So, for example, I am trying to finish a real estate development project, and it's been one obstacle after another. And so my question is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
I hear the answer as, and I get a picture that there's a guiding hand here in making it get done. Yes, because I just see this energy of this guiding hand, like you're going to be guided and influenced. You just have to ask. Your father,
okay.
Specifically, the guiding influence will be, the hand will be there. I just get this really hand thing, hands-on, kind of like guiding your hand to what to do. You just have to, okay, I don't know what to do. Show me, Dad, what to do. Help me get through these obstacles. And he will.
Okay.
Somehow,
okay.
Some way or another, you'll get the messages. You'll get the guidance to get there, to get it done.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I just get
you.
This really
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right.
Bye. That was an interesting. The last part of that was really interesting because I really got this picture of this hand that's like glowing, and it was like, okay, I'm gonna help you. You know, I'm gonna guide you through this. And sometimes we need that. You know, it's like the opening quote from the Abraham material. Abraham being a non-physical group of teachers, that we need sometimes to turn these problems over to the manager. In her case, it would be her father. Okay, or it could be a spirit guide, or it could be another ancestor, or something other than yourself, outside your ego, turning your problem over to something outside of your ego. Okay, well, let's get back to the article. I had a bunch of articles. I don't think I'm going to get to them all because I do want my spirit guides to talk to you about this whole thing of making your life easier. Now, what would make her life easier? She paid attention. Paid attention to that guidance that's there for her. Trust your gut. Take a quiet moment before you go to bed tonight and tune into yourself. Ask, what's bothering me? Followed by, what can I do better? How can I feel better? Listen for the wisdom within. You may receive it via a feeling or a knowing. It may come as an aha moment, or as an inner whisper. If the answer brings you peace or simplicity, simply makes you feel better, you've got it. That's the key point. If you receive something and you hear something either internally or from spirit guides or wherever it comes from, and it feels good, that's the thing to do. Pay attention to your feelings when you're asking for guidance. How does it feel? Does it feel good? Does it feel bad? How does it feel? And then respond to how it feels. If it feels good, do it. If it feels bad, now you got to learn to trust your gut, and you can practice trusting your gut. But learning to trust your gut, or that intuitive feeling, that spirit feeling, that knowing, helps you get there. It's practice. It really is practice. It really is practice just turning it over and saying, okay, I'm waiting for an answer. Make my life easier. I got a problem. Make my life easier. show me what to do. And then trusting, letting go, and stop thinking about it. Okay, I'm going to let you talk to my spirit guides for a few minutes. I have some other articles. I think that was the last particular item on that subject. Maybe there was one more. Okay, one more. Yeah, one more. This too shall pass. What do you say to yourself when you're going through a tough time? Beating yourself up is not helpful. Yeah, worry does not help, right? Try saying things that are soothing to your heart and mind. Examples are, it is what it is. Let me just accept it and move on. Because not everything you can change, right? Just the way it is, right? You can't always change it, but you can move in a different direction. I let go and let God. That's one of my favorites. Absolutely. You know, let go, turn it over, to your manager, source energy. All I can do is put one foot in front of another and keep moving. It will work out. And finally, this too shall pass. Now, the one thing about one foot in front of the other, and I've gotten from spirit many, many times in talking to people, that there's a certain faith involved in that or trust involved in that, of putting one foot in front of the other. And what I mean by that is that you know where to put your foot because Source, God, will put the stepping stone in front of you, will show you the next place for your foot. Just make the effort to put your foot down, move forward, and that stepping stone will be there. That next step will be there. Now, that's what the trust and faith is, trusting that it will be there, letting go, trusting, and just moving forward. I'm going to take my next step. Show me the step to go to. Show me where to go. I guess my work, and I'm thinking about this as I'm talking to you and I'm getting hopefully inspired to say these things, that I'm not just rattling on about items without spirit's involvement. But part of my work and part of what I want to help people do is really be able to get the message that takes the next step, the guidance that takes the next step. What do you do next? It's not about when things are going to happen or if they're going to happen, because I'm a firm believer in your thoughts create your world, with that what you're thinking about and what you're wanting is what you're putting out to the universe to create for yourself, that if you want a job, it's there. If you want a relationship, it's there. It's more about, what do I have to do? What's the next step I have to do? And that's what my work is about, is helping you to make your life easier, to give you messages that help you your life easier by, this is your next step. This is what Spirit's telling you to do. You want a relationship. This is what you need to do. Maybe it's nothing. Sometimes it's just nothing. Sometimes it's just go have fun. Go do things that you love to do. Don't worry about a relationship. Let it go. I'm reading this really excellent book. You know, it's called The Cosmic Ordering System, where you know, the lady who wrote it a few years ago, it's about ordering what you want from the universe. And one of her key points that she learned in her process of doing this and being able to manifest a lot of things in her life and working with other people who have done the same thing is that once you put the order in for whatever it is, you get out of the way. You just move out of the way. You forget about the order. It's like you write it on a piece of paper and put it in the drawer and you forget about it. And you live your life and enjoy life right now. Appreciate what you do have now. Appreciate the things that are in your life. Don't go around whining because you don't have this or you don't have that. It's get out of the way. And those things happen. It seems kind of contrary and contradictory at some level that you would actually just let it go and appreciate what you do have right now, instead of thinking about what you don't have and what you want. Because what you want, that thing that you want, will just make your life better. Just improve your life. If that makes sense. That whole discussion is about what you want is just going to improve your life. So the key is turn it over, let it go, and appreciate your life now. Appreciate what you do have. Appreciate the little things in your life now. Be content with what you have, knowing that that extra is coming to you. That cherry on top of the cake is coming. Now I know the new job seems like a great deal more than the cherry, but it still is because you're alive. You're doing well, believe it or not. Okay, back to you guys. I'm going to finish with that article. Okay, so I'm going to take the next few minutes, and we're talking about making life easier, how to make your life easier, give you some thoughts and ideas from this from other articles I may not get to today. But what I will do, since I like to channel anyway, it's kind of fun for me, I am going to do that. I'm going to go away, step to the back, in a sense, and let my spirit guide group, Adonis, it's a group, it's not an individual. They just picked a name. They have a specific reason for the name. Okay, and then I will, let them talk. Observing humans and observing your lifestyles, what we find very distressing, or from you is very distressing, is turbulence. Quick and rapid change in your lives. That upsetting thing that happens to your life. You lose a job. Someone passes. Someone transitions in your family. That sudden illness. Whatever that turbulent thing that in your life. That just becomes so unsettling. And suddenly your lives are upside down. So how do you deal with that? Now, George has been talking about making your life easier. And when you face one of those major crises, you get a divorce, right? You lose a job. Someone in your family is sick. You lose a child. You lose a parent. It's just so turbulent and so upsetting that it's hard for you to focus on moving on. What's next? Where do I go next? How do I get there next? And the word that comes through for us to you is for you to know that you're always loved. You know, George talks about it, and other people talk about this whole idea, the law of attraction or manifesting, and what you're thinking creates your world. That could be a very disturbing thought. When something horrible happens, right? Well, I created a loss of a job. I created this divorce. These sudden things that happened in my life, the hurricane hit and wiped out my home. I created this. That's really very unsettling. Well, some of that, yes, you've created it. Some of your thought patterns over years, your malcontent or your unhappiness in your relationships or your workplace, yes, they did create that. But we also want to say that there's a greater consciousness on your planet. There's a greater consciousness in communities. There's a greater consciousness that brings about events, and you get caught up in them. Now, in those discussion of manifesting, there's this concept of contrast. Sometimes you, at a subconscious level, want these things to be shaken up a little bit in your life because you want to make changes. You want to grow. And so you see things that you don't like so you can stretch yourself into things that you do like. You can stretch yourself into new situations. Now, we know we're gonna back to this whole thing of loss. Loss of a job, loss of parents, loss of certain things. Well, let's break that down a little bit. Loss of a job is an opportunity to grow. The loss of a job is an opportunity to stretch yourself, to look in new directions, to see what you didn't like about the last job, what you didn't like doing, and then start putting it together with the opportunity of something brand new. In a relationship, you didn't like something about your relationship, the thing wasn't working. So it's an opportunity to step back. Step back and go, oh, okay. This is what I do want. This is what I want, a relationship. And it gives you an opportunity to self-examination. Now, let's look at that other crises that we see happen in people's lives. And this is a sticky one for humans. We understand that. You've lost of a parent or a family member or a good friend. How do you cope with that? How do you get through that? We never lose the love, right? But the word control comes into play here. The word control. You can't always control another person's situation. It's not your fault. You can't control the outcome for someone else, the parent, the neighbor, the friend, somebody who does their transition, because it's their soul. It's their intention at a subconscious spirit level that they move on. It's their purpose in coming into a life and living a certain number of years and accomplishing a certain amount of things. It's their intention to move on. So you can't control that. Now, you can grieve. You can love. You can remember. You can accept them in their new form, that they've moved into a physical form, that they've released a lot of the suffering or pain or whatever it is, because you don't know, really don't know what the other person is going through and the difficulties. You don't know at the subconscious level of this other person what's affecting their lives and the transition that they're going through. So you can't control it, but you can show love. You can grieve. You can remember. You can accept at some point that they're in a spirit home. You can then, we know it's difficult. We understand that. We get it. We know what you mean. When you lose, you no longer can physically be present with someone. But this is a good opportunity to really tap into your spirit essence, to your spirit self, to your higher self, to communicate, to raise your vibration to a level where you can communicate with these in the non-physical world, where you can really build a connection, a personal connection. You're open to it. It's a possibility. You can do it. So you go through the process. You go through the grieving process. You continue to show love. You stop taking responsibility for it. You know that that was their soul's intention. That's their life plan. They chose that time. That's something to remember. They chose that at that time to move on. And then you go through the love process. You go through the grieving process. And then you build a connection. They build a connection as if they're with you right now. Now, how does that make your life easier? Because that's the theme George had today, and we want to circle back to this idea of how does that make your life easier when you accept the things that happen that are outside of your control or the things that you created that you're going to move forward to. To make your life easier, especially those losses, because we're kind of emphasizing that today. What about those losses? How does that make your life easier? You no longer have to carry the pain. You no longer have to carry the responsibility. You can move through your life and be happy and know that in that case of losing someone, that they're in a great place. I know that's hard. It's not easy. But they're in a great place. You have great memories. You have great love. You have a great connection. You accept the situation. Once you accept it, forgive yourself of anything that you feel you need to forgive about yourself, or forgive them for their life course because they have forgiven you. It takes away that emotional burden. It releases you from that emotional burden attached to the situation and the person. And now you're able to be freer. So able to live knowing that they're with you. Always. All the time. And they're waiting for you. When you get to that place that you're going to go there to, and you're going to be with them, they're going to be waiting for you with joy and love. And you can continue to express joy and love to them. This is a very difficult subject for us to cover because we know it's a very sensitive subject for humans. Loss is really difficult. And we do it with a bit of reverence to you and respect for you. We do it with a kindness to you and compassion to you because we know what you're going through. Most of us in this spirit group have been there. We have faced it. We know what it's like. We observe you every day going through these processes. And all we can do is send you love. We can send you comfort. We can send you guidance. We can help lift your burden a little bit as you go through the process. And that's what we're here for. When you pray, just ask for love. Ask for guidance. Ask for comfort. Ask for wisdom. And forgive yourselves. You don't have to carry that around with you. You don't have to carry the responsibilities in situations because it wasn't your choice. It's their choice. As hard as that is to accept, it was their choice. It always is. You look at the opposite end of that. You see people who have gone through a great deal of difficulty, illnesses and other things that have happened in their lives where they're at stage 4 cancer and they survive. Because it was their choice. At some level, it was their consciousness, their spirit consciousness that's saying, no, you're going to survive. You've learned from this. You're going to survive and you're going to do well. Those who have done, who have technically have passed and have come back. They visited us and they have come back because they have been sent back. It's not that, not you're not ready yet. So you can look at that end of it and say, yeah, there was a choice made and the choice was to come back. Sometimes the choice is kind of made to realize that the choice is to come back. So it's not your choice. It's their choice. Learn to accept that. I know it's difficult, but learn to accept that. So we send this with love. We send all these words with love. We send these words with compassion. We send these words with the idea and the belief and the strong feeling towards you as humans that you need to reach that level of vibration or energy or whatever word you want to use there, that you totally connect with us. As George had that quote about the manager, now we wouldn't use the word manager. We would use your teachers, your guides, your best friends in the non-physical world. Think of us that way. Think of us as your best friends, your counsel. But it's from a friend place. It's from a love place. It's not a scolding place or an anger place. It's all about love. It's all about giving you messages of love to make your lives easier, to help accept things in your lives and move past them and move into a greater place. But we've gone on for quite a while today on this subject, and we appreciate the opportunity of George letting us speak to you about this. And we would want to do more of this because I think it's invaluable to all of you to hear something from the non-physical world that makes your life easier, to appreciate your lives more, to love yourselves more. So we'll leave you here, and hopefully you've got something from the message. Thank you. Well, I'm back. Okay, they really took me deep that time. I went away completely. I really can't take any more calls today. I'm still coming out. And I'd like to do this. And I have to, I know that I'm away because when I come back, it's like, whoa. Okay, so I don't know what they said. I mean, I got an idea what they said, and I just don't remember what they say. So I could listen to this later. But thank you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate every one of you. I will be back tomorrow, and I'll take calls tomorrow. I apologize I can't take any more calls. I only have a few seconds left. And we'll talk more about this idea of making your life easier tomorrow. Okay? Thank you. I love you, all of you. Oh, I've just got a few seconds left. I'm a little spacey. Yes. So we'll continue to talk about this theme this week because it's a tough time of the year for a lot of people, the holidays. So it is about making your life easier. Bye.